Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I want to thank you for listening today. Well, we've come to the place in our preaching through Acts where the stage is set for the Apostle Paul to come on the scene and launch his missionary journeys and really become the main character for the rest of the book. In a sense, Paul will be replacing Peter in the leading role. Peter's had that role up until this point, but this is the final scene that we'll see here in chapter 12 where Peter is really at the central focus and is on center stage, we might say, in the account that we'll look at. And what we find in chapter 12 is a new round of persecution that begins against the church, this time at the hands of King Herod, who was the ruler over most of Palestine at that time. He had had James the Apostle put to death, and James was the first martyr among the apostles. He was pierced through with a sword because of his preaching and because of the doctrine that he was teaching and really probably doing what he should have been doing as far as getting the word out about salvation through Jesus Christ. And so he was arrested and put to death. And then when Herod saw that that pleased the Jews, he had Peter arrested. And he put him under heavy guard. He had four squads of Roman soldiers guarding him. He had these squads were made up of four men each, so it was a total of 16 men who would rotate every 3 hours as they guarded Peter. And in chapter 12, verse 4, we have sort of a summary of what was going on in the entire chapter here. It says there in verse 4 that Peter was kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Constant prayer was offered to God for Peter by the church. That word constant is an interesting word. It speaks about fervency. Fervent prayer was being offered. Earnest prayer, zealous prayer. Yes, they were praying continually. But sometimes you can pray continually, and it's not fervent, it's not earnest, it's just sort of a powerless type of praying. But these people were putting everything they had into their prayers. They were pouring out their heart to God as they met together. They were praying with all their power, you might say. And verse 12 tells us that there were many who were gathered praying. They were in the house of a woman named Mary, who was the mother of John Mark. And John Mark is the one who would write the Gospel of Mark later on. And so here was a picture of the church gathered together in earnest prayer, and fervent prayer about a matter. And so this text is going to highlight for us tomorrow the power of prayer. What happens when people pray? The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And so we know that when people pray, if they are right with God, and if they do pour out their heart to God, and it's in accordance with His will, it's very powerful. What happens when churches pray is a question that we might ask. Well, when that happens, what we're going to see is that their spiritual prayers, their prayers for spiritual matters, are answered. Their prayers for God to work are answered. Their prayers for captives to be set free are answered. And their prayers for God to intervene is something that God will answer when the church prays. One of the main purposes of this podcast, really, is to call on members of Grace Baptist Church in particular and any others who might join with us to pray for the worship service the next day. Yes, I hope that this brief preview of the sermon will pique your interest in what we're going to preach about. But really, one of the main purposes is to remind you to pray that God would pour out His Spirit on the worship service the next day, that God would meet with us in power and in glory. You know, the theme song that we've chosen for this podcast is Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. And the words to that great old hymn say, Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. And then the question is asked, will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? And it goes on to say, all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around. And so I want to ask you today, will you pray for tomorrow's service? Each Saturday when you hear this podcast, will you let it be a reminder to you that we need to be a praying church, we need to be a praying people? Will you take a few minutes out on your Saturday, maybe a busy Saturday, but could you find 10 minutes somewhere during the day or in the evening to just pray specifically for our gathering the next day, for the Sunday school hour as the teachers teach and the word goes out through their teaching, and as we gather for worship and the preaching of the word is a central part of that worship, will you pray that God would use His word in a powerful way? You know, we may have lost people who will be in the service tomorrow, people who don't know Christ. And we could pray that God would use the preaching of His word to break through in their hearts. Preaching is a means that God uses to draw people to Himself in salvation. And so we can pray in the will of God about that, that God will use the word as it goes out to penetrate hearts and to bring people to a place of repentance and to a place of seeking Christ for their salvation. We can also pray that God will use the preaching of the word and the teaching of the word and the time of worship that we have together to do a work in our lives as well. And so it's so important that we pray, and that's going to be one of the main themes that you'll find in the message tomorrow. So I hope you'll be there as we see what the Lord has for us in this part of His Word. One of our members may have sent you the link to this podcast and invited you to come be with us tomorrow at Grace. I want to reinforce that invitation by telling you that we would be so glad to see you in church tomorrow. We're always happy to see new faces and meet new friends at Grace. So please do plan to come be with us this Lord's Day. It would make our day to see you there. We're located at 12930 Border Drive, Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive. It's just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. We meet at 9:30 for a time of fellowship. And then at 10 o'clock, we have our adult Bible study in the sanctuary. We have Sunday school classes during that hour for all ages of children. And then at 11 o'clock, we have our worship service. If you'd like more information about Grace Baptist Church, you can find that at gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com, and you can find out there who we are, what we believe, where we meet, what time we meet, and other important information about the church. Well, again, thank you for listening today. I hope to see you tomorrow when we gather for worship. Let's remember that Sunday is the Lord's Day. Let's make it about Him. Let's reserve it for Him. And tomorrow when we do gather, we'll sing, we'll read Scripture, we'll pray, and when it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.